Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages. Also, with Big Bang Sound, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is, why are we addicted to approval? Why are we addicted to approval? And this is a very simple, but proven fact. We want to appease people. We want to make people happy for them to like us. And we're addicted to that, pleasing somebody to make us happy. And not everybody will do this, because this is the law. Law of the universe, law of attraction, is when somebody actually knows and understands they don't need to get approval from people. Those are one of those thoughts that they become those most successful people in the world, because they don't need approval. They don't need to make people happy, because they're making themselves happy, because they do what they want to do. But there's people out there that also are doing what they want to do, but they're also hurting people. So there's different variances of this. Now, but the actual fact is, we're addicted to approval. So if we have to do things right. And one thing I noticed, because my wife's Japanese, and in Japan, they're always seeking approval. They always want to be, you know, the bowing, and they want to be nice. And it's not just Japan. It's so many other countries around the world. Canadians as well. We want approval. That's why we're known as the nice country of the world, or nice people, or nice demeanor, because we always want to be nice, looked upon as being nice people. But internally, we're actually not. But we want approval to show that we are. That's the fact. We're not always the nicest people in the world. And when we can say BS, or, you know what, I don't like that, what you're doing. And not always saying, oh, yeah, poor you, you're such a terrible situation, or that was so bad that happened to you, or something. In that way of thinking, we're oftentimes we're seeking approval when we don't want to say anything. When we don't want to say anything, that means we don't want to hurt that person. We think we're hurting that person, but we're not. We're just telling them the truth. When you speak your truth within your inner self, without hurting anybody, means you just want to speak your truth. Without hurting anybody, means your love for yourself. Means you don't need approval for what you say and what you do. And I was one of those people, always seeking approval. Every day, every moment. Always trying to please people, always trying to make people happy, smile. And you still can do that, but making yourself happy first. Be your own inner approval for yourself. Then you can start to grow into this amazing human being that you don't need to seek it out. You don't need to seek out approval from people. Now this can change people's lives in such a dramatic way. You'd be blown away when you don't seek approval from people. Now, how do you do it? Well, it takes that inner growth of understanding that I'm not meant to be on this world and planet and this universe to make others happy. I'm here on this planet to make myself happy. And I'm not talking about selfishness. I'm talking about that producing that inner love, that inner care towards yourself. Because there's a difference between being selfish and having that inner care. It means you're saying, for example, I don't care if people around the world are dying. That's not my point. You can care for the people, have sympathy or empathy or feelings towards it, but you care for yourself first. And it's not for caring if you're going to die or live or die in this your own country. My point is, is having that inner love for yourself. But if you can look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, man, you are absolutely the most special person in this world, and I'm going to speak the truth, no matter what, if people like me or not. Because it's their choice if they like you or not. But you have no choice but dislike yourself or dislike yourself. That's your choice. But for other people, that's their choice. You have no control over what other people see you, how they think of you, and how they speak to you. You have no choice. You have no control over it. So there's getting over that fear of speaking your truth. Then you can start to say to people, you know what, I actually disagree. Or, you know what, you have your opinion of how things run in your life, but I have my own opinions how things run in my life. And be open-minded, but also have all your own opinions on how you want to live your life. If you want to be in that complaining life of always blaming, then be there. But if you want to take responsibility and stop blaming others, take 100% responsibility for your life and what you create of all your thoughts and actions and feelings within your own life, you start to shift towards this amazing success, inner peace of who you want to be. The point is who you want to be. Do you want to seek approval? Or do you want to live your life without pain and agony of always wondering and waiting for other people's approval? Key pivotal point in life when we can explore this expansion of the mind to grow into this human being, to be more, to be the person you are meant to be. There's nothing more glorious and more relaxing than speaking your truth. I know this by experience because I was one of those always seeking approval, always worrying about what other people thought. And so I'm starting to really release that. You know, I can dress the way I want. I can wear amazing, beautiful colored clothes. I can speak my truth and ask people, I think you're speaking non-supportive stories or you're making excuses in that love and care towards others. Speak your truth. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound and Thank You Life 101. Hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back with the recap right after this. Hello and welcome back, everybody. Let's do a quick recap. Number one. Is people-pleasing. Number one is people-pleasing. When you're making other people happy, you're not making yourself happy. Is make yourself happy first. Number two is speaking the truth. Remember, there's people are going to like you and people are going to dislike you, no matter what, even if you please them or not. Number three, remember, the fact is that people are addicted to approval. People can be addicted to approval. So the word is stop it and always make yourself inner happiness within yourself. Remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of within your life. So everybody have a fantastic day. Thanks. And we're out.